And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Sfas Mishmas. Rav David Yitzchok ben Akiva Yehuda. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lam Gimel Amud Aleph, said Avedas Aviv Avedas Rabbi Shel Rabbi Kodemes Shel Aviv Hevio LaOlam Hazeh VeRabbi Shel Limdoi Chochma Mevio LeChai Olam Havo. So, your Aved and the Aved of your Rebbe. If your father's Aved and Aved of your Rebbe, the Aved of your Rebbe is first, your father brought you to this world, and your Rebbe that taught you Chachma brings you to Chai Olam Haba. Now that Olam Haz is a prozdor, Lumas Olam Haba. Olam Haz is a prozdor from Olam Haba. Haskin Atzmach of a prozdor. Prepare yourself here in the waiting room in order that you should be Nichnas the Tshraklin. So it emerges that the Iker is Olam Haba, and therefore it says L'chai Olam Haba. It doesn't say Chai Olam Hazeh, because the only true life is Olam Haba. That's what Rabbeinu Reb Nosson says, and we'll continue on his derech. It says Avedas, Avedas of Avedas Oviv, Avedas of Kodemes. If it's your Aveda versus returning the Aveda of your father, your Aveda is first. If it's your Aveda versus the Aveda of your Rebbe, your Aveda is first. Avedasa kodem is Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat. Simin Reish Samach Dalad Misha Avdolay Aveda or Pogba Avedasa the Beis Chesim lost an Aveda, lost an object, and then he sees his object and his friend's lost object. Im Yachol Lachzer Al Shteyem Chayav Lachzer. If you can return both, you have to do so. Im Lo Yachzer Shalosh Avedasa Vim Lo. And if not, Yachzer Shalosh. When you return your own lost object, Shavedasa kodem is Afil Avedas Ovi Vilabri. Because your Aveda precedes even the Aveda of your father and your Rebbe, because it says that you're not Ephes Le'evacha Evyayim, that you shouldn't be poor, mitzvahs shouldn't make you poor. So, Mela, since we have this pasuk, that teaches you that. You should not become poor. Evitz Kalebach Evyon, Hibari Hibarech Hashem Ba'aretz Isher Hashem Lakecha Notzen Lachanachal Arishta. So mitzvah shouldn't make you poor, so return your Aveda before your friends. So we have to understand what's the Chiddush here. This Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Mekoyel Barambam in the 12th parak of Zeila Halacha Aleph. So Maikom Mashmulan Shem Yochel Lahachzir Shteyem Chayav Lahachzir. Abshitu. Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam tell us that if you can return both, then do so. Of course, why shouldn't you? But Rav Magid writes, Shalom Rabbi Dasa Kodemus Kevin Shuyachol Hashiv Shneim Upashitu. So if you can return both, your Aveda doesn't come first, because you can return both. And it's Pashit. So we have to understand if it's Pashit, why does the Rambam, why do the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch have to tell us this Din Pashit? That's our Kasha. You're talking b'zeh based on what the it says in the Sefer Ol Zarua in Hilchos Sukkah in Reish Tzadi Tes, who asks, why do we need a pasuk of Lech Lecha V'Derech Prat L'Shluchei Mitzvah? It says that you're chayv in Shema unless you're osek b'mitzvah. If you're osek b'mitzvah, you're potur min ha-mitzvah. Mehichi teisi, that you should leave the mitzvah to do a different mitzvah. Even a mitzvah kali, you shouldn't leave for a mitzvah chamura. In other words, matan tzchar and shal mitzvah. So what do you need a pasuk? Uvelech lecha v'derech prat l'shluchei mitzvah for? It's pashut. You shouldn't leave the mitzvah. He answers that the pasuk is coming to tell us that even though you can be mekayim two mitzvahs, nevertheless the Torah patters you, and it's gzeiras hamelech. It's a dafka k'she'osek b'mitzvah b'yada, like your kibay mashke behemis aveda afi she'ochav boisa shel hoishit puta l'ani yom lokach puta l'af apichin poter. So let's say you're oisek b'mitzvah with your hands. You're giving, you found a cow, and you're giving the cow to drink. And then somebody comes for money, so you don't have to give it to him. Even though you can even tell him, go take that prut over there, you're pater. And for that you need a pasuk. So even if you can theoretically do the other mitzvah, you're still pater. If you can't be makayim both, says the Ol Zavua, it's pashut. For that you don't need a pasuk, mitzvah you're pater. Why should you leave this mitzvah to do a different mitzvah? Kainza Kosavaran, the Sukkah, Isaac and Mitzvah, Patra and a mitzvah, even though you can be Makayan both. Because if you're Isaac and Malach to Shal Mokom, you don't have to do it, you have to do something else. Maybe that's a din in presence. You're supposed to be totally present at this mitzvah. But Amir Modino Vade Shekoshen Otzorch Lekloch Klal Elekidarko B'mitzvah Arishon Yochol Letzis Shneim Chagav Mevade Yetzei Dei Shneim. So if it's not a tirch at all, says the Ran, then you should do both. Yos Tov Al Tikri Rav. You can be good, and don't be bad. This is discussed by Moreno Rabbeinu in the Lahiras Nosem Chelik Chasim and Lavin. So we see from this that that Isaac B'mitzvah Patum and Amitzvah Lav Mishum Sham Mitzvah Achas Maynata Melatayim Is Shnei. It's not because Mitzvah A is preventing you from doing Mitzvah B, even when you can do both mitzvahs. Nevertheless, you're puter from being mekayim the second mitzvah. Because if you're Isaac b'malachto shel makom, lo chiyavto hatoyer l'torach ulekayim mitzvah sacheles. Ayinu she'en adam chayav lasis shtei mitzvahs. You don't have to do two mitzvahs simultaneously. All you have to do is the mitzvah you're doing, and you don't have to be torach and do the second mitzvah. So it's not pshat that the first mitzvah prevents you from doing the second mitzvah. Even though you can do both, you don't have to. So now you could say that where you have a Vedas Atzma, the Torah says your Veda comes first. Efes Kuloya Bacha Evyam. And the Gemara says that from this we learn Shelcha Kodin L'Shel Kol Adam, Bav Mitzi Alam Gimel. Rashi says, Lo Yia Bacha Evyam. Hainu, Hizor Mina Nius. Be careful not to be poor. So Nimsa Sha'at Torah Tzivso Hizor Mina Nius. The Torah tells us to be careful not to be poor, and first you have to return your own Aveda. And it's a gather of a mitzvah. It's a Muritic idea. But the Torah is telling us not to be poor. You ever heard such an idea in your life? The Torah is telling us not to be poor. That's why you have to return your Aveda. You learn from a pasuk. So, Zor min anius. That's a gather of a mitzvah that you're preventing yourself from being poor. Rambam Erchin 8:13 Loilam lo yakdish adam lo yachin kol nechasav. You shouldn't give away everything you have. Because it says mikol asher lo v'lo kol asher lo, from all you have and not all you have. Ainzu chasidus al shtus. It's shtus to give everything away. Shir ma'avid kol money mitzarech lebrios v'em rachmal v'deka yotzer ramchal mechasid shaita mechal mevali oilam pizna chasid shaita. If he gives away every last penny. I'll call him Fazer and Moina be mitzvahs, Aya Fazer Yosi Mechoimish. Mitzvahs he do up until the Choimish. We are Kamosha Tzibu and Nevim, Michal Tel Dvorah, the Mishpat, Bain be Divrei Torah, Bain be Divrei Oila. You have to be, you have to use your Seicha. So Shmiris Memoina, that you shouldn't be Mitzdarech Lebrios, is Darka Shel Torah and it's a mitzvah. And if so, I would have thought that if you're Nesiv Avedas Atzmai, that with this year Mekayim the mitzvah of Ephes, Lo Yebucha Evyon, you don't have to return at that time other people's Aveda, because of Oisek B'mitzvah, Patur Mina Mitzvah. That's the Havamina. The Havamina is that this is a Geder Mitzvah, because you're Oisek now, in the Meshiv, Avedas Atzmai. Avedas Atzmai is a Mitzvah, so you don't become poor. So at that time, you're going to be Patur from doing anything else, like we saw in the Bishanim, in the Chan, the Arzahua, that when you're Oisek in Mitzvah 1, you don't have to be Oisek in Mitzvah 2. So you would think returning for yourself is a Geder Mitzvah, and therefore the Rambam had to tell us, no. But if you can do both, do both. Because Shmir Simona Mehezek doesn't have a din of Isaac or Mitzvah, Patur Mina Mitzvah. Wow, it's murder. So the reason is you could say, number one, that we don't find the Isaac Mitzvah, Patur Mina Mitzvah, unless you're Isaac and Mitzvah's essay, then you're Patur with different Mitzvah's essay. But if you're Isaac and Akim of a Loisa say, Lo Yeh Bacha Evyoin, that's a gather of a Loisa say. So being Isaac and Loisa doesn't patter you from the Mitzvah's essay. You also say that this din of Ephes, lo yabacha evyon, the mitzvah is that you shouldn't be an evyon. And whatever you do to be careful not to be poor is together hechsher mitzvah. Because the pasuk is only talking about the taitzah, the tachlis. You shouldn't be an evyon, and that's the mitzvah. Avalon muskar b'pasuk ha-ma'aseh ha-mon omen aniyut. So in other words, the pasuk talks about the tachlis, but anything you're doing is only a hechsher. So since it's only a hechsher mitzvah, the mela that doesn't patter you from another mitzvah. So we have two reasons why, when you're osik b'avedas atzma, you still have to return your friend's aveda. Either because the kiyum losa say it's only a hechsher mitzvah not to be poor. Gevaldik. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Samach Dalet Sif Aleph, Afal Pichan Yesh Lelodim Likonis Lefim Shura Sedin V'loy Ledaktik V'loy Ma Shali Koydim V'loy Behefse Muchach. Nevertheless, a person has to go Lefim Shura Sedin, not to be Medaktik, and say that Shali Koydim. It's better to do the Fnim Mishur Sadin, unless it's a real, serious, clear Hefzeg. Rashi and Shabbos, the Ramasu Chasidei Agra de Shabsa Shakli, Bitmiya im Chasidim. It's an interesting thing. You want to be called a chassid? A chassid is somebody who's mevater mishala. So the question is, why here does the Shulchan Aruch say you should go lefnim mishur hasadin? Why don't you do kedin? Shulchan Aruch says, no, you should do lefnim mishur hasadin. You should be a chassid, you should be mevater mishalah. Why? Why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that? Why are you allowed to do whatever you want? Why can't you just save yourself? Why do you have to go lefnim mishur hasadin? You don't have to, but why does the Shulchan Aruch recommend that dafka here? So it would appear, that's why the Mechaber concludes, shim tomi medaktik, so he's explaining why dafka here you need the finish shuras hadin. You don't find that your other places that you have to meet this chasidus, but here it's strongly encouraged. Yeshlei la'adim likanis the finish shuras hadin. So here kol ikra abtru l'hashem zeis averus because of efes la'ev chayevia. Torah says the Torah doesn't want you to become poor. If you're medaktik, yoyser me die. If you're too medaktik, then a person is going to chas v'shalom be poreg me atzma ol gemilus chasodim. He's going to throw off from himself the yoke of chesed, and then in the end, he's going to be mitzdarich lebrius, like the Mechaber says. He's going to end up meeting people. So it comes out that if he's too medaktik, he's going to be mevatel the mitzvah of efes lo'ei b'chayevim. Because the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, if you're so medaktik, he says that the person's going to be perek me'atzme al'atzme ol gemilus chasodim, and sofer she'itztarech lebrivas. So he's going to end up coming to the poor. So what's the whole word of returning your aveda first? So you don't be poor, but if you're too medaktik all the time, then you're also going to be chasham, the person's also going to become poor. If you only have a chashash hefseid, so the person's going to come to hefseid that he's going to be in Evyam. So therefore, since the whole word of Avedas HaKodemes is, so you don't come to Anius, so if you should go with Nimashir HaSadin, not to be Medaktik Yosu Midai, so you don't come to Anius. So that's the Shulchan Aruch, Gevaldik. Now, in Shulchan Aruch HaShemish B'Reis HaMakdal at Siv Beis, it says, Poga ba'avedas aviv avedas raboi, im haya aviv shaku k'neged raboi shal aviv kodemes, im rav shal raboi kodemes. So if a person comes upon the aved of his father and the aved of his rabbi, if his father is equal to his rabbi, his father's comes first. And if not, his rabbi comes first. The Sma writes, "Otam shavu v'yo loylam hazi v'rabu loylam haba." The father brought you to this world, the rabbi's bringing you to the next world. And even though you can't be zecher loylam haba unless you have loylam hazi, and loylam hazi is a prose door Elam Haba. So the father is the goyim and the siva that you should come to Elam Haba. So why should Avedas Rabo come first? And why don't we say that Avedas Aviv and Rabo are equal? Because Zeb Zeb is Sagi, you need to eat both of them. So we can say that it says, if you do something, you don't finish it, and somebody else finishes it, it's like he did, the one who finishes it, it's like he did the whole thing. So the Mail of the Rab is better, because he brings the Talmud to the Gemal, to the Tachlis. So it's like he did the whole thing. It's like he brought him to the Olam Haza and Olam Haba, because when you finish it, you get the whole credit for the whole thing. And also it says in Erevin, Noach lo ladam shaloi nivra. So your father bringing it Olam Haza is not a toiva, loich no shaloi nivra. Vikar atova ade raboi sheviu l'chayo Olam Haba. Ade rabo nitkayem ve'achshav shenivra yifashvesh b'ma'asav. So as I'll say, better you not have been created. Now you're created, you should be fashvesh b'ma'asav. So who, your father brought you a matzav Noach lo shaloi nivra. And the Rebbe brought you the matzah, which is better. Now that you're created, you're fashvish ben maisav. So therefore, your Rebbe comes first. Also, Chazal say, in the Yalkut, hein b'avon cholalti v'chet yechamas na'imi. So, Medrash there says, that David HaMelech says, my father Yishai, he wasn't miskabin lahamideni, but miskabin elatzerach atzma. We know that maybe this is what the Medrash is referring to. I didn't see it inside, but when a person has bia, so he's not always thinking just about children. There's a hanas atzmo involved. So the Rebbe, his kavana is for Olam Haba. His kavanas are pure. And the father's kavanas, when he brought the son into the world, aren't always so pure. And therefore the Rebbe's Aveda comes first. Now the Sma in Sif Kotten He brings from the Ramah near the Deir Reishman Beis, that Avedas Rabo comes first is when he learns but for free. But if the Rebbe was paid, then the father comes first. The Shach brings from the Sefer Chassidim. So let's say somebody else hires a tutor. So the Aveda of the tutor hirer is before the Aveda of the Rebbe who took the money. So we have to understand, even if the Rebbe taught him Bishar, but the Rebbe is the one bringing him to Olam Haba. And the father paid the Seder, but the Gemar Tachlis was done by the Rebbe. And also, it looks like this din of Rabbo Kodemus is the din covered Rabbo, like it's Mashman the Rama. Shem Shad the Matsuba covered over Yerosu, Kachu Chai Bechloid Rabbo, Yerosu, Yesu, and Yavi, Shabim Vila Chaylam Hazib, Rabbo Shem the Chokhma, Vila Chaylam Habo, Ra, Vedas Ovi, this Rabbo Shabbo Kodemus Shalavi, Vemlach Kovid Godel, and he covered a Rav, Loy Moira, me Moira Rav, Vemlach Kovid Godel, and he covered a Rav, Loy Moira, me Moira Rav. So, the Rambam says that this din of Avedas Raboi is, he puts it together with the din of Kavod Rabo, that it's together with Kavod Rabo. So even if he did it b'schar, where did the Kavod Rabo go? Someone to be mechabed. The Rambam writes, "Magam shenagu lamed Torah shenich shevichsav b'schar mutar lamed b'schar Torah shebal peh. You're not allowed to teach b'schar. Ma'ani b'china ma'afatem." So Bishlam, when the Rebbe teaches him Bishar, Tari Shabbat Peh, he doesn't Isser, so you don't have to be Mechabed him, he wasn't teaching him properly. But when he takes Shar for Tari Shabbat, he's not doing anything wrong, so he still has to be Mechabed him. And in fact, the Rambam writes in the Chazal Torah that the person's Mitzvah B'Chabed Rabbo, because he brought him to Olam Haba, he's not mechalik if he taught him bischar v'chinam. So maybe you're chayiv b'kavod no matter what. So we want to understand why this getting paid means that the father's aveda comes first. So you got paid. So what? Liyashiv divrei asma yish leima. As follows. That because the Sma was the one who said that it's dafka kishalom eimo b'chinam, but not b'schar. If it's not b'schar, then the father comes first. So where the father hires a malamed, so the aved of the father comes first. Because b'emes he's chayv b'kavod aviv. Just the rebbe who teaches him is first. Because rabbi mevi lechay olam haba. V'mken hechi she'aviv mishalim schar limud l'rabbi nimtza sheyesh la'aviv shtarti l'tivusa. The father has two things on his side. Number one, he's the father. And number two, he's paying. Schar melamed. So if he doesn't pay, then it's one against one. It's the covered Rav against covered Aviv. The covered Rav wins because he brings it olam haba. When the father pays, it's two against one. Because A, he's your father, midin father, and B, he paid. So he helped bring it olam haba. So we understand why if he takes schar, and the father paid, so the Das HaYeshayimim is that the Aviv Kodem. Because it's covered Aviv, he's Machriya covered Rav. But then we saw the Shach says that if somebody else hires a tutor, then that guy comes first. But why would that be? The Rebbe, Mamish, brought you directly to Olam Haba, he taught you Torah. The guy will pay very nice, but that's not as good as what the Rebbe is doing. In fact, the Ramah doesn't bring the whole thing down. The Ramah just brings down that where your father hired a Malamed and your father's first. He doesn't bring what the Sefer Chassidim says, but the Shach quotes, that if somebody else pays the Rebbe, then that guy comes first. Because again, we said the father comes first because it's two against one. So this is something that obviously requires more iyun. I am so gratified that the Siyata Dishmaya, we were zeicha to learn these very, very chashuv inyanim of Kibud Avim and Kavod Rabbi. That these are really dvarim chashuvim me'od me'od me'od. So thank you so much for your time, sweetest and most beloved.